Blackstone Audio presents The Piano Teacher by Janice Y. K. Lee. Part 1, May 1952. It started as an accident. The small hair-rimmed rabbit had fallen into Claire's purse. It had been on the piano, and she had been gathering up the sheet music at the end of the lesson when she knocked it off. It fell off the doily, a doily on the Steinway, and into her large leather bag. What had happened after that was perplexing, even to her. Lockett had been staring down at the keyboard and hadn't noticed. And then Claire had just left. It wasn't until she was downstairs and waiting for the bus that she grasped what she had done. And then it had been too late. She went home and buried the expensive porcelain figurine under her sweaters. Claire and her husband had moved to Hong Kong 9 months ago, transferred by the government, which had posted Martin at the Department of Water Services. Churchill had ended rationing and things were starting to return to normal when they had received news of the posting. She had never dreamed of leaving England before. Martin was an engineer, overseeing the building of the Tai Lam Chung Reservoir, so that there wouldn't need to be so much rationing when the rains ebbed, as they did every several years. It was to hold 4.5 billion gallons of water when full. Claire almost couldn't imagine such a number. But Martin said it was barely enough for the people of Hong Kong, and he was sure that by the time they were finished, they'd have to build another.
"More work for me," he said cheerfully.
He was analyzing the topography of the hills so that they could install catchwaters for when the rain came. The English government did so much for the colonies, Claire knew. They made the locals' lives much better, but they rarely appreciated it. Her mother had warned her about the Chinese before.